transfigured on the Mount, O Christ our God.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Be Transfigured, where we invite you to live a new life in Christ. We pray that this episode is a blessing to you and will inspire you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. We invite you to join us for worship or study at the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida, where visitors are always welcome. We'll be back in a few moments to share some more information about our ministry.
Many people tonight are celebrating the past, but we, my brothers and sisters, as Orthodox Christians, are celebrating the present. Yesterday in the morning for the royal hours, we heard a beautiful hymn, and it begins with these words, and it's done beautifully on the Solea in the same style as we hear in the middle of Great Lent with the words, Simeron yenatek parthenu, o drakiti pasan ekum ktisin. Today, he who holds the whole world in his hand is born from a virgin. Today is the celebration of the birth of Christ. We are celebrating it as if it took place this very moment. The hymn we just sang before reading the scriptures, the Kondakion, I Parthenos Simeron. My brothers and sisters, if the birth of Christ, if the nativity of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, η γέννηση του Χριστού, ο σωτήρας μας, if it is going to have any effect on our life, it must become a today experience. We must learn to make the birth of Christ something that affects us today, something that allows us to live today in Christ. Our Orthodox life is not a life of memories. It is a life of action. Η ζωή μας δεν είναι από την ιστορία. Είναι πράξη για σήμερα. It's actions for today. Because Jesus Christ came so that we were no longer slaves to the world. We no longer have to worry about being a slave to the temptations, to the passions. We, my brothers and sisters, have been blessed this Christmas, as St. John Chrysostom referred to this, as the Queen of Feasts. Η Βασίλισσα των Εορτών. Because without Christmas, we could not have Pascha. And without Pascha, we are still dead. And so we tonight are celebrating this most glorious feast. But it isn't about the Christmas tree. It isn't about the things under the Christmas tree and all of the presents and all of the wonderful fayeta, all the wonderful foods we've been working so many hours to prepare. It's about the food that in a few moments our Lord and Savior is going to give to us to save us. The body and blood of Christ. Thea kinonia, thea ευχαριστία. Because we are thankful for this new life that God has given us. But my brothers and sisters, we have to be fair. If we leave this church tonight and we don't remember Christmas for another 365 days, then we have returned the gift of God back to Him. We don't want it, we're saying to God. If Christmas, if the birth of Christ, my brothers and sisters, does not somehow rest in our hearts to change our life today, then we may as well have not come to church tonight. We are not here as the Jews are gathering this week. The Jews are gathering in their synagogues and in their homes to celebrate Hanukkah. And Hanukkah is only a memory of the past. If we are only celebrating the memory of Christmas and not somehow living it today, then we are no better than Herod. Herod, who we heard in the gospel this morning, it says he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him, when he heard that the king had been born, and he tried to trick the Magi. He says, go tell me where he is so I can come worship him. Boniros, aftos o Herod. But he didn't succeed, because God has a greater mission. You see, even in our brokenness, even in our limitations, even in our sinfulness, God's message will succeed. Even in our worst moments, we cannot stop the good news of Christ's birth by going through to the entire world. But it's no good if it doesn't change our life. It's only another day. My challenge to you this year, my brothers and sisters, for Christmas, make this feast a life-changing experience. Take advantage of Jesus Christ's gift of Christmas today and allow it to change your life from now, from this very moment. Αμέσως πρέπει να ζούμε για τον Θεό. Από αυτή τη στιγμή. Μην περιμένουμε για άλλες μέρες. We're not going to wait for other days. Now, today, this very moment is the time for us to establish a new life in Christ. And as we heard here, they came and they worshiped him. And it says that in Bethlehem is born the shepherd who will shepherd my people. O Pimin, O Kalos, O Christ, our shepherd. But the shepherd is trying to lead us somewhere. Πρέπει να είμαστε αρνιά, όχι κατσίκια. We have to be sheep, not goats, if we are going to allow the shepherd to lead us into his pasture, into heaven, and into that new life of hope and glory. So as Orthodox Christians, we do not say Merry Christmas today. Merry Christmas was from the weeks coming up to today. Today, as Orthodox Christians, we say Christos Genate. Just like we do for Pascha when we say Christos Anesti, we say Christos Genate. And the response is Doxasate. Christ is born. Just as we say at Pascha, Christ is risen, we say Christ is born. And the response, glorify him. Doxasate. Let us give glory to God. Let us encounter him today, so we can live a new life from now in his arms and in his protection and in his glory, leading us to heaven. Christos Genate. Christ is born. And all the world has been led into heaven.
Be Transfigured is a production of Be Transfigured Ministries in cooperation with the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida. We depend upon your generosity to maintain our ministry. You can make a safe online donation when you visit our website, liveanewlifeinchrist.org.